This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Battagliano and J.J. Jasper, and as always, we thank you for listening to AFR and the Trivia Friday. We got 25 more minutes, more of Edumacation coming your way, and we are going to repeat our questions
for that have heretofore
gone unanswered.
Now, we're going to try to bring heretofore back into the lexicon of the English language.
Right. Heretofore has been lost. I don't think it's coincidental that social media has risen and the word heretofore has diminished. Am I right?
You could. That
at
could
the same
be,
time.
It could track.
Yeah, it could track. Okay, go ahead and give your questions. JJ will be back in a minute.
All right.
Did you have his questions? And I'll.
I have two questions remaining, and then I'll see if I can. Look at this handwriting. I'm just going to say.
Yes.
I'd be lucky to be able to read any of that, but.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
He's coming.
Here he is.
Here are my two questions. What was the name of the failed organization that preceded the United Nations? There was a group that, after World War II, disbanded. It was replaced by the United Nations. And then second question remaining, what is the most widely eaten fish in the United States? And to JJ's point, we're not talking about eaten by cats, which would probably be goldfish. We're talking about human beings, people, most widely eaten fish in the United States.
Here's what I've got. First question, it's multiple choice. What does a stimp meter measure? STIMPMETER. Does it measure the speed of a golf course putting green, or B, the speed that solid rocket boosters are jettisoned from a spacecraft, or C, the speed at which magma is pushed from the mantle to the surface of the Earth to become lava? What does a stimp meter measure? Something about a golf course, a rocket, or a volcano? And then I'll add one. What legendary record label was founded by Sam Phillips in 1952?
All right, I got two questions. One is a grave. What is the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard? And my second question is this. By the way, if you can answer that one without looking it up, send you an AFR ball cap.
Wow.
So if you can do.
Okay, that. We already have two ball caps to give away.
Okay.
Basically, everybody that answers that question.
And that's my problem because. All right, so
point taken. Yeah. Hey, listen, we're just
everybody gonna, that answers the question correctly right, from now.
You get a hat, and you get a hat, and you get a hat.
So the second question I have is: Pule cheese comes from the milk of what animal? And of course, this is a very expensive cheese. This is top shelf.
That's why I've never heard of it.
Yeah, right. This ain't, you know.
This is not a good mozzarella.
This ain't your mama's mozzarella, no. All right, so Pule cheese, which is what famous, I mean, it comes from the milk of what animal? All right.
You're one of number one, and would you like Pule cheese with that?
On your cheese fries. All right, we go to.
Man. Go ahead.
We go to Texas, and Orban is on the line. Orban, welcome. Welcome back, I should say, to Trivia Friday.
Hello, professors.
Hello, brother Orban. Well, welcome back. What's your pleasure today? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to try both, please.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
Okay, I had this all worked out before that guy answered it about the, I won't tell you what it is. Here's how I was going to answer the question. I was going to play this. I used to do this on my PA system, going down the road, and I'd be playing this harmonica, And all the bad kids, they'd come out to get ice cream, and I would give them a piece of coal, you know. And
but well, you were probably driving, people loved you in the neighborhood, huh?
Yeah, I'd be driving down the road and going. No kids come running out to get ice cream, and I'd get a cold.
Booja! Booja! Yeah. Man, that's cruel.
You just made me hungry for butter pecan ice cream. Yeah. Hey, Orman, ask, answer, or do both. Which one you want to answer?
Okay, you just reminded me of something about ice cream. It's a question. When I was in Alaska, I went into Baskin-Robbins in Fairbanks, Alaska, to order ice cream. And as soon as I said that ice cream and pointed to it, there was an earthquake, and we had to run out of the building. Can you guess what the ice cream that I ordered was?
I don't think anybody could.
I'm gonna say Rocky Road. I'm gonna say Rocky Road.
You got it. You got it.
Wow,
you got it.
Nicely done, yeah. Rocky Road.
I just had a premonition, yes, which is also a flavor of ice cream.
I'll have a couple of scoops of premonition,
and they say we knew you were gonna ask for that. Hey, that's good, yeah. Orban. Did you want to answer one of ours?
Yeah, the minute I pointed to Rocky Road, those windows started shaking and the long stem plants were doing the hula. And I said, let's get out of here. It's an earthquake. And we came back in and the girl grabbed me. She said, you know we were going to have an earthquake? And I said, no, however would I know that? And she said, as soon as you said Rocky Road, it started rocking and rolling.
So, yeah. How long were you in Alaska, Orban?
Pretty near 20 years, Don. Yeah. Pretty near 20 years.
Yeah, did you ever run into any bears?
I did. Yeah. We used to eat bear up there where I lived in Wiseman, Alaska. We ate bear brown and black because salmon don't.
You didn't discriminate. That's good. You didn't discriminate. Yeah. Go ahead.
Good eating.
Yeah. Which question you want to answer, Orban?
Okay. The one I was going to. Did I already answer one?
No, sir. You said something about you wanted to
been
play your harmonica
minutes, I can't
on
remember.
One.
Yeah. Go ahead. You want to answer one of ours?
Yeah, let me try this one. What about, I'm trying to figure this out. I had some
take
notes
time.
Down here. I lost them.
That's all right. Well, hey, listen, have a great weekend, Orban. Thank you for listening to AFR. God bless you, buddy. Have a big time in Texas this weekend.
All right, we go to Kansas, and Karen is on the line. Karen, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Well, where do you live in Kansas, Karen?
I live in Minneapolis, which is north of Salina.
All right.
So, JJ, I didn't get down to see you the other day.
Well, maybe next time. I'll be in.
Oh, they'll be
I'll
next be in, time.
I'll be next. I'll be in Elyria. I'll be speaking for the Elyria Christian School in November, October or November. I'm not sure.
Where's Elyria?
Elyria is not too far from Hutch, Inman, right around in there. Hutchison.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on over.
I went to Beloit and saw you a few years ago and went to Concordia and saw you a few years ago.
Oh, wow. Wonderful. Yeah, those were for
Concordian.
Yeah.
Well, you should save those miles because JJ has a frequent flyer kind of visitor miles program going. You can cash those in.
Somebody came up to me, Tim. Somebody came up to me and they asked if I was going to visit my campaign headquarters to
Wichita.
I was in Newton.
Oh, Newton.
Yeah, they said, "Hey, are you going to leave here and stop by your campaign headquarters running for governor?" And they laughed and they said, "I said you've heard Tim say that." They said, "Oh yeah." Well, hey, you want to answer or do both, Karen?
I would like to do both.
Which one you feel confident about?
I want to. I was going to answer the 7-Up one, and I've been on hold, and somebody else answered that. So I'll try the graveyard one.
Hey, listen, if you get this correctly, you win a
three ball cap.
That's right. So, so yeah. What'd you say?
Did you say three?
If she answers it right, we got to get rid of them before the show's over. Can't have ball caps stacked up in here.
Well, you get a chance to win one ball cap because we'll have a couple more people call in. Karen, tell us.
Here's the question Karen's going to answer. What is the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard? And if she answers it, did you know this without looking it up, Karen, or did you look it up?
I didn't look it up. We didn't look it up, but my husband said this is what he thought it was.
All right,
so this is not my answer. It's my husband's.
Okay.
I think it's the graveyard is at a church and the cemetery is not.
That's right.
Wow. Hey. Listen, right. Karen, you let your husband wear that cap.
Well, listen, I think we ought to give him two.
Let's do it. Let's give him a his and hers.
Yep, give a his and her.
Two ball caps.
You get two ball caps is what you want.
Now say that again. I want to remember
that. Yeah, the difference, the question is, what is the difference between a cemetery and a graveyard? And as Karen accurately and her husband accurately answered the question, graveyards are attached to churches.
I did not know this.
Cemeteries are standalone.
Okay, yeah. And you know, we just had Memorial Day. That used to be called Decoration Day. People would have the service, then they'd go right next door to the graveyard and clean up around the headstones and put fresh flowers.
Churches that are 50 years or old, I don't know when they stopped doing that, but if you got a church that's 50 years or older, it's going to have a graveyard. But a lot of them are going to have graveyards out by there.
But now let me just ask
you
this.
Country churches, especially.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. I've seen churches with, I guess, I don't know if it's a graveyard or the cemetery, like across the street. So that would be a cemetery because it's not like attached to the church.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
I don't know. That's a good question.
Here's the deal. You said you don't know why they quit having them next to the church. I'll tell you exactly why. So many church splits happened over the year over the color of carpet. And the music been too loud. I said, I don't want to be buried next door to that church the way that deacon done me. Let's just go somewhere else. Let's go in town. Because I know the reason they put fences around cemeteries is because people are just dying to get in.
Ba-da-boom.
All right. So, yeah. Karen, when we're finished with you on the air, we know you got a question for us. Stay on the line. We'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will come on and get your information, and both you and your husband can have one a ball cap.
Woo-hoo!
So you can have his and hers.
It's going to be nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Hey, you can wear them when you come see me this fall.
There you go. All right, what's your question for us, Karen?
Okay, this is a riddle. Forward it's heavy, backward it's not. What is it?
Forward it's heavy, backwards it's not.
Sounds like a wheelbarrow, but I don't know why. Oh, I'm going to say mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
I don't even know why.
She ain't heavy.
My
mother-in-law.
I'm going to retract that because since I've been in radio, I've not said a mother-in-law joke because my mother-in-law, Candy Anderson Ferris, is so awesome. So
she's a wonderful
lady. I retract
that.
She's ruined it for me to not ever be able to
say
throw out mother-in-law jokes.
Guys, if you're the ones that have to come up with this one, I have no idea.
I can usually get a riddle. You had riddles for
forever.
Decade.
Yeah.
I did.
Riddlemeister, what is it?
Yeah, I'll never get those years back.
Forward it's heavy, backward it's not.
Tim, channel your
you guys give up?
Channel your inner pool cheese.
Yeah.
It's right there, Tim.
I don't know. What's the answer, Karen?
It's easy when you have the answer, but I wouldn't have a clue. It's ton. So backward, it's not.
That is good.
Heavy, backward,
it's not.
That's
riddles. Riddles like that always have something literal inside the... So, yeah,
sometimes it's so obvious. It's like the nose on your face during a graduation speech.
Yeah.
Hey, Karen, I'm going to put you on hold. Your two ball caps, I think, are courtesy of David and Tom. And congratulations to you. And we'll get your information and send you the ball cap.
All right, let's repeat our questions for the last time today.
All right, I just have two remaining. What was the name of the failed organization that preceded the United Nations? And second of all, what is the most widely eaten fish eaten by people in the United States?
What does a stimp meter measure? Does it have to do with a golf course, a rocket, or lava from a volcano? Second, what legendary record label was founded by Sam Phillips in 1952? And I'll throw out Memphis. It was in Memphis, Tennessee.
I just got one question left, and that's a Pure Milk question. Pure cheese comes from the milk of what animal? And we're running out of time.
Yeah.
To answer this question.
In a lot of ways, we are, Tim.
Yeah. Well, the earth is.
Yeah.
Really.
A lot of ways. Milk. We're running out of question. Out of time.
So the question is, what Pure cheese comes from the milk of what animal?
All right. Let's go to Mississippi, and Carol is on the line. Carol, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, Carol. How are you? Where do you live in Mississippi?
Bardeman.
All right.
Bardeman.
Hey, Carol, if you answer correctly, we're going to send you an AFR cap from some folks that paid that forward. So be careful on the one you choose. Choose one you feel very confident about.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which one?
The record label.
Okay, here's the question. What legendary record label was founded by Sam Phillips in 1952?
Sun Records.
Hey!
Wow.
Nice! Nicely done. And that Elvis Presley, you had the millionaires, the four millionaires. What do they call it? The Millionaire Club or the Millionaire
Quartet.
Quartet. That's the word I was looking for. And that was Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis. Who is the guy that wrote
Carl Perkins?
Carl Perkins
and Alfalfa.
And Alfalfa's rich driver. Rich, in the
How'd you know that, Carol?
Nice job.
Just I've seen the movies about Elvis.
Yeah.
And you, now I haven't been. You can go. I've driven by the in Memphis
Sun Records there
Is it around still,
the Beale Street
still around?
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
Boy, they churned out Sam Phillips. They churned out a lot of iconic singers from that small label there.
Well, Carol, make sure. I know you probably got a question for us, but before we let you go, hang on. We'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will get your information, and we will send you a free ball cap. So good on you. What's your question for us?
I didn't have one.
Okay. Oh, you didn't. Okay.
Hey, thank you so much.
We'll put you going to put you on hold and get your information, and congratulations
Sun
to you,
Records.
Carol.
Sun Records.
In Memphis. I don't even think so.
Elvis, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis. Also, that what they call the Million Dollar Quartet.
All right. Let's go to Oklahoma, and Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, gentlemen. I trust you're doing well.
Yeah. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for calling. Where you live in Oklahoma?
Weatherford.
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah. JJ knows that.
I was just out there this spring.
No.
There was.
Yes, sir.
Good area. More windmills than I've ever seen in any area in my life.
Windmills? Really?
Yeah, there are windmills everywhere, every direction. But great people and
windmills?
Very
just like.
People
who wear wooden shoes?
No.
Tulips everywhere?
No, wind turbines.
Wind turbines. Well, aren't those windmills electric generating?
I think step up from a windmill.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Solar wind farms. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the right word, Tim?
Bird killers.
What do you guys call them?
What I call them.
Slice them and dice them.
Windmills.
Windmills.
All right.
Yeah.
My son is a mechanic up there.
Oh, good.
But anyway.
Tim, did you make it to that pregnancy center banquet when I was there?
Yes, sir, I did.
Oh, okay,
wow.
Great. Well, listen.
I kind of have a question for you, JJ. Do you remember the deer just before you started speaking that was out there in the area just outside the doors?
Yes, sir. This
a deer?
Yeah, this place is like one of those venue places. It was knocked out. It was one of the prettiest places I've seen. And it was called like deer is kind of thing. I think in the what's the name of the place?
I don't remember.
Yeah, something like the so and so at Deer Meadows or whatever.
Okay.
And the deer just kind of just come out there and just graze on the lawn there. Hey, what's your question, Tim?
I was going to answer the previous failed.
Let me repeat the question, Tim. What was the name of the failed organization that preceded the United Nations?
That would be the League of Nations.
The League of Nations.
Way to go,
Tim. It was established after World War I, but was replaced because, obviously, the reason for which it was established was to prevent another world war. They failed. So that's how we got the United Nations. Been in existence, I guess, since 1946. How'd you know that, Tim? Sounds like you probably knew it already. Didn't have to look it up.
Well, my wife told me, verified it. I'd like to make a clarification.
Yes, sir.
On your beaches of D-Day.
Okay.
Juno was a Canadian beach. You had Utah and Omaha were the Americans, and Gold and Sword were British, and Juno was a Canadian. And the Canadians also had the free Polish contingent in that invasion.
Okay. All right.
That's good.
Excellent. Thank you for adding
good information
to the knowledge and making that correction. Appreciate it.
What's your question for us, Tim?
My question.
My question for y'all.
I'm sorry. I was looking at a text. I got distracted. I thought you were talking to me. My apologies. Go ahead, Tim.
What is the color and mascot of the Learning University?
The color.
Yeah, like the team mascot. Colors.
Wow. How does he know and we don't?
Listen, we are open to suggestions.
It's a premonition.
Tim. What do you
just like the ice cream? What do you like the favorite ice cream flavor?
What do you think we should? What do you think the team colors
should be?
Well,
wait, what's the answer? He might know something that we don't. What's the answer, Tim?
Well, I was going to say the Four Stooges, but that would not be a good
No, that's what that is. It's hurtful.
And there's only three of us, so that's bad. That's Common Core math blended with some a little dig. All right, what do you think? What's the answer, Tim?
I have no idea. That's why I was asking.
Okay.
You are the Learned University professors.
All right, we've got to come up with the mascot.
We're not part of the administration.
And some colors.
The administration has let us all down, Tim.
That's right.
We used to have a T-shirt that we sold.
Yeah, we did.
Maybe you need a new T-shirt.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, we're going to have to let you go. We got to give the answers up against the end of our show.
That's right. Tim, tell my friends in Weatherford I said hello. Hey, that was a really nice place. I flew into Oklahoma City, drove to Weatherford. Beautiful, scenic. And it was Indian Reservation right there near that.
All right. I have one question remaining that needs to be answered. What is the most widely eaten fish in the United States, guys?
I'm going to say salmon.
I'm going to say brim.
Tuna fish.
Oh, sure.
All right, that's it. That's all you got.
What does a stimp meter measure? The speed of a golf course, putting green, rocket, or volcano? Wildman knows.
It's a putting green.
It measures the speed of a golf course putting green.
Yeah. Huh.
How does it do that? Is it like a little bit of a laser
level? Well, it depends on, not to get too technical for non-golf people, but it depends on how they mow down and press down the grass
on the
golf green.
Right.
It makes the ball roll faster.
Yeah, and you got to know how it lays, if it's going to cut to the right or the left. What do you got?
My question is, pule cheese comes from the milk of what animal?
Alligators.
Is it a mule?
It's a mule.
Well, the only reason I said that is because you said pule mule here just a little while ago.
Accidentally.
Was it
a Freudian slip?
It was.
Anyway, pule milk is a very expensive cheese. Pule cheese made from donkey milk, 60% of the.
So I got to tell you, goat milk, it doesn't sound great, but mule milk sounds even worse.
Duly noted. Have a great weekend, everybody.